Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Gene. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, fellas? You guys are bringing back so many weird memories of movies I've sheltered away or just plain out forgot because I was stoned.
Fair enough.
On that tip, man, my parents took me to see one they probably shouldn't have. Dad wanted to go to the Cinerama because it had just been remodeled. It was all new and cool. That was like the cool place to go see movies, right? Pulp Fiction was the new hotness at the time.
How old were you?
I'm 43 now. I'm going to go with like 12, 11 or 12.
All right.
Well, I was pretty confused.
What was the scene?
A lot of dialogue.
Well, what was the scene that disturbed you? Because I know the one in the movie that disturbed
Break
me.
Break out the gimp?
Yeah.
But I feel like as an adult, that's more disturbing.
Well, I understood it.
The downstairs of the pawn shop scene was pretty freaking weird for me at a 12-year-old.
All right. Know? So how old are you now?
43.
All right, that makes sense. Because I remember...
I love this movie.
Yeah,
by all means, you know, great flick.
Right, I'm with you. My brother had seen it, and he was like, you got to go see it. They were going to go back and see it on a Saturday night. And I credit it with being one of the funnest nights of my life, because we got Taco Bell afterwards, like 11. I was like, this is insane.
Right.
But that scene, I'm with him, I was 13, 14. I mean, that scene sticks with you. And then, yeah, like it was a good movie, but I don't think I fathomed.
Well, that whole movie, they're jumping around the whole time. I was having a real hard time keeping track. Shoot, my adult brain couldn't wrap around to that without seeing the movie 6 times. At 12, I was like,
But you remember the gimp. I mean, that's the thing, man. Correct. I'm right there with you. And I was a grown-ass man when the movie came out. You know, my 20s, mid-20s. Went to see the movie. Enjoyed the movie. But again, the conversation we had when the movie was done, like, yo, man, I didn't see that gimp scene coming. You know, like that.
Same with Silence of the Lambs. I mean, I saw that as an adult. The Buffalo Bill crap. I was like, this is weird. Plus, I was in West Virginia, and the movie was supposedly taking place in West Virginia.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
With that house and that guy.
Yeah.
And all the weird stuff. I'm like, this is weird.
I was in my 20s before I saw Deliverance. Yeah. I was already kind of scared of the woods growing up in the city, but that, I was like, screw that.
Yeah. There's no good age to see Deliverance. There's not.
No. And I'm convinced it happens. Not just in Appalachia. You know what I mean?
Well, like, okay, what about the crypto guy? All right, that's different. Guy. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
All right, so this guy New York, his business associates basically kidnapped him. They beat him, they tied him up, they whipped him, they urinated on him, they jammed him in a room. He was in there for days. He finally breaks out, and these guys get arrested. But they're 50 years old. You know, like they were going to kill his ass.
Right.
But I mean, they were torturing him in this room for days. I mean, when you're urinating on somebody because you want their crypto password, like that kind of stuff, peeing all over his face. It's like, Jesus, God, man.
And these are like...
These are bankers.
Wall Street types.
That is correct.
God.
Both of them were just busted. I was like, wow.
That is a scary world.
But Wall Street...
Well, the crypto stuff, just because... I'll just say I know friends. Inadvertent way, I know a couple people that are like crypto people.
Yeah.
And like, they don't really announce where they're holding their stuff and everything because that happens when they go to other countries. Like, some they'll get kidnapped.
Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So when I was a kid, there was this movie called The Legend of Boggy Creek. Okay? And in this movie, there was this Bigfoot-like creature that had been terrorizing this town. And if I remember correctly, it was in, like, Louisiana or something, or Arkansas, one of those places down. Anyhow, one of the scenes was this young teenage girl babysitting some kids in this single-wide mobile home stuck out in the middle of the woods all by itself when this one Bigfoot-like creature was outside the mobile home and was, like, pounding on the roof of the mobile home. And, of course, the kids and the girl are inside screaming and stuff. And what are we going to do? And, oh, my God. And I just remember after that just being so afraid of even looking out my window at night. I was afraid that if I, like, opened the curtain of my bedroom, that the Bigfoot would be standing right there.
Staring at you.
Through the window, staring at me, ready to get me. And, yeah, I like I said, that was, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
All right,
I'm reading about it now. So it came out in 1972. All right. One of the things that may have stuck with you as a kid is if you heard that this is a docudrama. So reportedly, this is based on things that actually happened. All right. So if you hear that as a kid and you're watching this, yeah, basically it
it's like the Blair Witch Project.
Right. It is small town Arkansas, described as being completely covered in reddish brown hair, leaving three toed tracks and having a foul odor.
Now, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Not really, not now, because I think after all these years that they would have found a body or someone would have killed one or captured one.
Do you believe
like
in
that.
Bigfoot?
I mean, I don't know. you know, think you'd find a skeleton, something, right?
Something.
Yeah, but I don't want to be out in the woods by myself, you know, anymore type thing. I'd be afraid of, you know, what was that noise? Uh-oh, it is Bigfoot.
Okay, like, but you know, I was going to ask you this, right? So you're in the woods by yourself. You're scared. Now, are you scared because you're thinking there's bears and cougars, or are you scared because you're imagining what weird thing might be out there?
It's always your own imagination and stuff that gets the best of you. Like, I was stationed in Germany in the Army, and I used to take Stephen King books with me, and I'd be doing, you know, combo night shift, and at 1 a.m, I'd have to go out and change over the generators. And you can't hear anything because the generator is so loud. You can't see anything because it's pitch black. And you can't use your flashlight because, you know, you're in a field environment. And you have to have red lenses on your flashlight. So it was scary. And I remember that last 10 feet to get back into the combo hut, I would race to get up into the back of the combo hut and close the door and lock it real fast.
I'll tell you this. Oh. For some reason, we were at a farmhouse in Germany. But we were kind of in the woods.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit in the middle of nowhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We were in the woods.
But man, it was dark at night, and it was very Hansel and Gretel-ish. I can't really explain.
No, that's exactly what
for
it was.
For some
like.
Reason, it was much spookier than I thought it would be at night.
Random bread everywhere.
Just go outside and smoke a cigarette. I'm like, man, this is kind of spooky. I don't know why I had that thought.
It was.
It just was.
Because it was kind of creepy looking. I mean, one, you're in a place that legitimately is old as dirt, right? And you said it's all these rolling hills. And like you said, it's either trees or rolling hills. And you felt like, well, you're smoking a cigarette at night. Like, anything could be looking at me. Because as best I can tell, I'm the only thing next to a source of light. I am next to a house with a light on. And I have no idea what the hell's out there.
Correct. And like that little town, kind of, right? Wolfrout House, and had stuff in it. But where we were, just outside of it, was technically, I think, just a village.
Yeah, it was.
And like when Miles and I went to the store and came back, like there's nobody out on the streets. There's like one church.
The
and
trees
like
are so high.
Three houses. Like it was very weird.
2-lane winding road.
Yeah.
It just felt like a wolf would come out, you know, like with a picnic basket or something and a bonnet on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know. I mean, something weird.
Picnic basket.
You know what I'm saying? Like it kind of had that like fairy tale vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the wolf will eat you. I don't know.
All the bill. I mean, yeah.
It was dark. Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.